Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
So welcome guys at our Fred booth. Fred is the online web radio station, media partner with the festival. So welcome, we're international. Yeah. Yes, we are their partner, yes, Swing Design. So let's pick up where we left off with Derek. I was telling him that I was very hit by what you said in the press conference about what the film deals with, about that it's a tale about forgiveness. And I was telling him that it's something that the film portrays, but it's something that is very difficult to act upon in real life. I mean, it's very difficult sometimes to forgive and to go on with your life. So how was it for you in life and during this film?
Forgiveness.
It was a lot of forgiveness. Yes, I love the fact that, you know, that's talking about Derek and his previous work and what I love that he's brave enough to choose to kind of go so deep, to tell stories that feels like they are things that you relate to, universal subject, but also very intimate in the sense that when I see his work, and I think it goes for this film too, it's almost things that are taboo, but that are relatable, things that we can, you know, like miscarriages or loss, the things that are not talked about. The things he talked about, his family feeling like they had their own island of things happening behind shut doors, his scenes dared to bring up, or films dared to bring up subject that sometimes when I watch it as a viewer, I feel like I shouldn't be in the room. Like, that what's going on is so private that you felt like you're kind of looking away a bit because it's very personal. And he dares to, you know, to make a film about the big emotions. And I that's what drew me to the book and to the stories, the fact that I could relate to all of the characters in this film and that they go on such a traumatic journey and they are good people, not making the best choices, but I do understand where they come from. I do relate, and emotionally I understand how they can act the way they do. And like you said, forgiveness is not an easy thing. And it means a lot in the end of this film when those people dare to actually, you know, look upon and look, you know, to the future and have the courage and the power to do so, to forgive.
Do you want me to hold this, or you okay? I think, well, for sure, you know, forgiveness, it's, as you said, it's an easy thing to administer that as advice or medicine, but I think it's essential in terms of beginning a healing process. You have to let go and forgive, and it's, I think, for the person that's at the receiving end of whatever it is, it's essential for them to move on and to start a new chapter in their life. And it was interesting that it was Franz, the character, that really taught that to Hannah in the story. Whether I have that in my own life, I try to. I mean, it makes sense, you know, as much as one can. And I think I do, actually.
You feel like this help you, I mean, by interpreting.
You know, so, like, yeah. What you said, Michael, yeah. I think to be able to let go is to forgive. And I think, you know, it's...
I think also to say those words, I forgive you, if that's the thing, I forgive, and to sort of, you know, it's a very releasing thing. I think the character for me, Tom, I just, you know, I just was drawn to him immediately from reading the script. I thought he was such an honorable man, and I just, as you said, I felt like I could learn a lot from Tom. I really look up to him. He's kind of a hero.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being here with us.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.